Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Sitting in these Crossbreed Holster studios with you today, coming off the heels of the big monster super show, if you will, yesterday. Did you hear the show yesterday? Really, really good. I'm going to continue to push John Lott's work, The War on Guns. The book is The War on Guns, Arming Yourself Against Gun Control Laws by John Lott. And it's a must-have. It's an absolute must-have. I have poured through this thing. I've got PDF copies. I've got email copy in Word format. And I've got the book here, and I've poured through the book. And I've treated it like a college textbook. It's all highlighted, and some of the pages are all bent up and stuff. But I like that because it gets worked in. You know what I mean? And this is material that you need to have. Look, I will readily admit that reading More Guns, Less Crime, that's a tough job. It reads like a textbook, like an economics textbook, if you will. It's a difficult read. It's deep. It's in depth. It's not a read for everybody. It's not something you're going to curl up on the couch with. It's something you got to be a gearhead, quite frankly, you know, to get into the weeds with that stuff. And both the first edition, second edition, and third edition, but read it you must if you do this, just so that you have that knowledge in the back of your head. There's a lot in there that you can read, and you can skip through some of the more intense empirical evidence type stuff and charts and graphs, but the information is there for you. But this book here from John, he's written a number of books, but we'll stay with this one. Excuse me, sorry about that, just bumped my microphone. With the book, The War on Guns, Arming Yourself Against Gun Control Lies. But this here is written in plain text. This is written for you. It's written for me. It's user-friendly. And it tells you in plain speak the truth about the right to bear arms, the truth about the statistics behind it, the lies from the left, how they did. You can surmise why they do it when you read this. You can come up with your own eye. You know, you'll know. It's all laid out in front. It's all common sense. There are no pictures. Okay? So liberals, stay away. There are no pictures in here. Yeah, that's what I mean. Liberals like pictures. Did I see it? There's a book of pictures? Oh, I don't want to read it. No, you really have to read it, and you have to think about it. It's not a book about feelings. It's a book about reality, facts. But it is powerful stuff. I've poured through it three times. John was on yesterday on the Sunday show, and I want to continue to push this gun, this book, The War on Guns, because if you're like me, if you have anybody in your circle of trust, right, from the old, what's the movie, from Robert De Niro movie, I guess, was it Circle of Trust, right? We all do. Not everybody is wired correctly. Some people are wired wrong, but you can get under the hood and start rewiring stuff. This book is a great place to start. So if you've got that family member, if you've got that friend or somebody that you know, maybe that coworker that, you know, just comes in and says something like, did you see that somebody was shot yesterday over there? We've got to do something. And then they start getting clueless with you. You can talk intelligently and refute their dopey feelings with facts. And that's always very, very important. There's a reason that the enemies of freedom don't like to go up against John on television news programs and stuff, and that's because they can't, and they know it. So they don't. The researcher for Everytown for Gun Safety, I don't even know his name. Chad Everett, I think his name is. Isn't it Chad Everett? I think it's Chad Everett, yeah. He won't go on the same program with him. He won't appear on a split screen with him. John just make him look stupid. Just make him look silly. Just run circles around him. And John doesn't do it intentionally. He just talks. He's asked a question, and he gives an answer. And his answer makes Chad Everett, or whatever his name is, Lad Everett, Chad, or whatever his name is, the Everytown goofball, just makes him look stupid because he can't compete. And their excuse is, oh, his you know, if he were serious, we could take him serious, but his research has been debunked for years. That's their claim. You know, tell a lie long enough and people begin to believe it. Which kind of leads me to the next topic of the show today. Oh, anyway, so if you didn't hear the program yesterday, really good. John Lott appeared in hour number one, AWR, in hour number two, and I took hour number three. And we had a wonderful conversation, a lot of fun. in all 3 hours. You're going to learn something. Hey, let me tell you, the conversation with AWR Hawkins was off the hook good. Here's why. This past weekend, Saturday, was the Georgia Carey annual convention and dinner. And I have emceed that event now for the fourth year. I guess it's the fourth year running, something like that. I lose track. I can't remember what I had for breakfast. And AWR Hawkins was the speaker. And you know what? I can tell it was. This was the fourth, because the first year I hosted it, Herman Cain was the speaker. The second year, Ken Blanchard. The third year, or the second year, was Alan Gottlieb. The third year, Ken Blanchard, the black man with a gun. Liberals hate that, but I love it. And this year was, of course, AWR Hawkins. So, yeah, it's the fourth year. And AWR, you hear him on the Monster Show as Armed American Radio's political analyst. And if you could have been at the convention with me, wow. 30 minutes of utter wisdom that took Hillary Clinton down. Didn't have to attack her. Just went back and researched the true meaning of the Second Amendment, where it comes from, discussed Jefferson, discussed Madison, the Federalist. He was a Federalist. We went into all the discussion on Federalist 46, and it was James Madison who wrote the Second Amendment. And the conversation was huge. And the way that conversation got started was really because I said, hey, AWR, can you go back in and tell Armed American Radio listeners what you talked about for that 30 minutes at the Georgia Carey Convention? And he did. And that hour was amazing. So if you really, truly want to learn something, go back and listen to, well, both hours with John. You'll always learn something. He's incredible. But if you want to learn something about the nation's founding and the true intent of the Second Amendment and how it came to be and the thought processes that the man who wrote the Declaration of Independence and the man who wrote the Second Amendment and the men who put the Constitution together and who signed our founding documents, their thought process and how they were thinking and how they got to what we now know as our founding documents. It is astonishing, and AWR Hawkins just did it masterfully for anybody who, with an open mind, and I say that to you liberals who, you know, don't really care about that part of our history. You know, they're just a bunch of old dead white guys to you, that kind of group. Sad that you're out there, but you are. But if you want to learn something, that was a wonderful hour. And, of course, in hour three, we had just an awful lot of fun, a lot of good hard-hitting commentary that you simply will not get anywhere else. That much I can promise you. So, by all means, check it out. Here's what you do get on other daytime talk radio shows, by the way. I get this in my mailbox every day. Oh, what are the topics? Let's see. What were the topics this week on talk radio? Let's see. On everybody else's talk radio, what can we show you? What did everybody else talk about? Let me see if I can find that information. Well, I can bet you they probably talked. Let's see. Here we go. Where'd you go? Where'd you go? Don't hide on me now. Oh, the presidential race. U.S. cash payment to Iran. Rio Olympics troubles / action. And Major League Baseball action among the top news / talk stories over the weekend. No. The top news talk stories over the weekend were about your right to bear arms and listening to John Lott talk about defending your gun rights, which are under vicious attack, which are one where the left, the progressives, want to take away from you, the importance of the election. We don't really care much about Rio here and that kind of stuff. But this is my point being that this is the kind of stuff you hear on this program that you just simply don't hear everywhere else, unless you tune here. So I hope you do. And ask your local radio station to carry the program, Armed American Radio, Daily Defense. You won't be sorry if you did. I got a bunch of stuff I want to talk with you about here today, just some crazy stuff, but it leads me back where I was going to go here. Bulletproof Kardashian West, you know, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. This guy, I have trouble with this guy. First of all, I don't like his music. Second of all, I don't like his wife. She can look good. Sometimes, I guess she don't really do much for me. But the combination of the two of them, at least he's a singer, musician, whatever, rapper, whatever you want to call it. At least he has some type of job that puts him in the public eye so he can be stupid from time to time. But Kim, I don't know what she does. The Kardashian show, the reality TV, I guess. They're famous for being famous, I guess, is what everybody likes to say. When I come back, I'll tell you what I'm talking about, because our friend here on Armed American Radio, Jen Jakes, you know Jen from Coffee Talk, wrote a piece, Bulletproof Kardashian West Wades into Gun Control Pool with Moms Demand Action. What a silly name that is, too, by the way, Moms Demand Action. Yeah. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Then I want to talk to you about a 15-year-old who used a shotgun to stop a burglary, a home invasion. I want to talk with you about guns being banned from the Iowa State Fair. You know, I'm getting ready to head up to the Minnesota State Fair in about 3 weeks. And some other stuff. Lots to tell you about. We'll be back. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now, I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today. Today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Kim Kardashian, Kanye West, two dopes. Why are we talking about them? I would really, truly prefer not to. But there are some things that you have to that have to be pointed out. You've heard me say before, you cannot refuse to accept the situation. True? Right? That's called denial. You cannot refuse to accept what is. If you refuse to accept what is, you're living in denial. And living in denial is very dangerous. It can kill you. It's not going to happen to me. Oh, I'm not going to be bitten by an alligator as I wade through a swamp filled with alligators. That only happens to people on TV or in the newspapers. Doesn't happen to me. So it's very important, and as much as I hate to use these two as examples because they're both dopes, you know, I don't know what it is with Kanye West. I don't like him. I don't like the, he's always got this sneer on his face like he's trying to be a badass, you know. If Clint Eastwood didn't have to try to be, he just was. You know, if that's what you are, it comes across that way. This guy tries to be, and it looks like he tries to be. But whatever. What they are is a bunch of panderers. And apparently they've locked arms with Moms Demand Action. Now, that shouldn't shock you. The elitist, smug, famous for being famous. But here's where we go with this. I guess Kim Kardashian and Jen Jakes at BearingArms.com, you hear here from Coffee Talk, and you can read everything she writes at BearingArms.com. Great stuff. Apparently, she got on her Instagram account and hashtag Black Lives Matter. So I guess Kim Kardashian doesn't think white lives matter or all lives matter. But I got a pander here. You know, she'd probably walk around with a T-shirt that says black. You know, just because what they do. When you're famous for being famous, you do these things just to stay in the spotlight. And she put on there, this must end now. And that was after the shooting of Alton Sterling and Philando Castile. She said, this must end now. And then I guess shooting after the Pulse nightclub, Jen Jakes points out to us, she took to Twitter to demand answers. Nothing has changed, she tweeted. People continue to senselessly die. When will these gun laws be changed? ! Oh, we have to do something. That's what that means. I guess on Friday, according to Jen, Kanye West's wife, Kim Kardashian, was joined by, quoting, Kourtney and Khloe Kardashian, Kris and Kendall Jenner, for a private lunch organized by Moms Demand Action. And Everytown, of course you know them as Everytown for Gun Safety. Who doesn't teach gun safety? They just have it in their name because it's a lie and they want you to think. See, they're trying to trick you. That's how they do it when people who don't think go, oh, they're for gun safety. They don't know anything about gun safety. See, that's how easy it is to go down another rabbit hole in an explanation? It's real simple to do that. They make it easy. But they were joined by people who, quote, lost relatives to gun violence. And the luncheon was fodder for their reality TV show and will be featured, according to Jen, in a future episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. So she says, Jen says, so stay tuned for that. She said, I am just terrified of everything. This is what Kim Kardashian told E! News. I'm just terrified of everything. I'm so paranoid, so afraid. It's such high anxiety. There's something when you have kids, when you have two kids, you just... I don't know. So, yes, I've definitely become more aware. I've definitely spoken out more as far as definitely gun control. I just want to be super protective of my kids. So I
have felt that need. Now, it was interesting because do you think Kim Kardashian and Kanye West go anywhere without black SUVs filled with private armed security? Are you that stupid? See, I would have said naive maybe last year, but we're to a point in America now where I have to ask you if you are in fact that stupid that you would believe that, because that's where we are today. I don't like having this conversation with you about this dopey woman and Kanye West, but I have to. And I really, truly don't like phrasing the question that way, but I have to. The progressive left, the socialist disease in America has seen that, has seen to it, that that's the way you have to phrase this. If you continue to refuse to accept what is happening, we will continue to allow ourselves to be buried by this PC disease. At some point in time, we've got to stop it. And we stop it by asking maybe sometimes some harsh questions, even of our relatives. Are you stupid? Or for that matter, how dumb are you? Which means you're dumb. I'm just trying to find out how dumb. How dumb do you have to be to fall for this stuff? According to this piece, there's more content. According to this piece from Jen Jakes, sources quoting say the couple were freaked out after Kim was almost tackled to the ground by a crazed fan and especially upset after the Paris paparazzi followed them around the City of Lights in hordes. So what else could they do? Here, check this out. Do you know what they did? They hired at least two additional teams of armed bodyguards to surround them when they're in public during Fashion Week in Paris. Now, Jen calls them faux-lebrities. I love that. Jen's awesome. So here is Kim Kardashian and Kanye West attending a luncheon surrounded by security, armed, additional security, because they're freaked out. And Jen rightfully points out how we, the little people, should be limited by laws while they themselves surround themselves with armed guards and armored vehicles. So I ask the question, again, how stupid are you to fall for this? Because by not calling it that, we allow this to fester. It's just that simple. At some point in time, you've got to put your foot down and you've got to stop giving these people the benefit of the doubt. What they are doing is intentional. What the media in its coverage is doing is intentional. What Everytown and Bloomberg and Moms Demand Action are doing is intentional. Do you think this luncheon had anything to do with crime? No. It had to do with what? Keeping guns out of your hands, creating more laws to make it more difficult for you, and not about stopping the gang-related activity that fuels most gun violence, quote-unquote, using their term, in America. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues right after this. We're just going to keep filling your prescription for freedom. It's that simple.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now, I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I'm sure you know I'm a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms. That's also why I'm a member of the USCCA. In fact, I'm member number 32, one of the first there was, and it's the USCCA whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what gun is calling your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun. Maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or shotgun for hunting season. Or maybe it's your very first gun that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, in any caliber. Just visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com right now.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yeah, I'm surrounded by dozens of armed security. I'm going to hire some extra security. It's called hired guns. You ever heard that term? Yeah. I'm going to hire me some guns to protect myself. Because somehow I figured out a way to get filthy rich, which is great. You know, I got to tell you, I wish I had figured that out too. I'd like to have their income. I have no problem with them having their income. None whatsoever. In fact, here's the conservative in me. I'd like to see them be able to keep more of it. Oh, really? Yeah, exactly. They've earned it. Oh, they did. Yes, they did, or they wouldn't have it. People are willing to pay it. It's kind of like those conversations you've had with relatives. I've had them with relatives. Those baseball players make too much money. That's disgusting. No, they don't make too much money. Yes, they do. No one should be able to make that much money playing baseball. Yes, they should. That's why they do. Until Yankee Stadium is empty, that's what they're going to earn. As long as you're willing to pay $12 a beer and $80 to sit in the nosebleeds, Alex Rodriguez, well, he's retiring after Friday, but I'll use him anyway, is going to get a 10-year, $250 million contract, which, by the way, is a small fraction of what the team earns. The market decides. but I'm going in a way totally different direction. That's why guns are priced the way they are. See how I can take that back? There you go. Somebody out there is laughing because they get it. Yeah, I'm being held back. I could go a couple different directions today, but I won't. So back to Kim Kardashian. This is the same goofy stuff that we see, the same phenomenon with the Leonardo DiCaprio. Is that his name? Leonardo? Leonardo DiCaprio? Lecturing us, talking down to us about global warming and our carbon footprint while he's on a private jet, jumbo jet, with a bevy of fans or friends heading overseas. I mean, you know, so you ask yourself this question. Does he believe what he's talking about? Does every town believe what they're talking about? No, of course not. There's an ulterior motive that they're not telling you. Now, Kardashian and Kanye, I think they're just, you know, they're just too dopey and dumb to figure it out. They're just running around saying whatever they have to say to keep their stuff shiny, their stars shiny, you know? Unfortunately for them, they're talking about my freedom. So we'll call it out and we'll let them know that they're idiots. And they are. I think this way. If you can't, I mean, don't you think, if, I mean, I tell you one thing. No, I'm just going to get myself in trouble. Nobody's telling me what to think. Let me put it that way. Every town for gun safety can't say he's a shill for the gun industry. They use that for the National Rifle Association. I can't say that. Well, gun industry's paying me nothing. And there are things I wouldn't say on these airwaves simply because somebody said, here, say no, it doesn't work that way. I have creative content, control of this program. What comes out of my mouth is mine. Nobody's going to tell me what to say. And I think these people just fall for that stuff because of who they are. Unfortunately for them, they're coming after constitutional rights of millions of Americans, but the hypocrisy is not lost. That's the point. You can't be so stupid that you will see Kim Kardashian's big butt. She's got a big butt. Hey, don't rag me about it. She makes money off of it. That's her claim to fame. I don't like it. And I don't like what she's talking about. And the irony of seeing her surrounded by armed security telling me we've got to do something about gun violence because she's important and I'm not. That laws need to restrict me. See, here, how does that phenomenon work? Here's why. Kim Kardashian doesn't have to carry a firearm. She has other people do it for her. She has hired guns do it for her. So she can make that statement and feel okay about it. I don't need a gun. I don't carry a gun. She can say that. I don't carry a gun. Kanye West, I don't know if he carries a gun. I'd be willing to bet he's got firearms in his house. I'd be willing to bet. But he can make the statement. He doesn't have to carry a gun when he's out. He's got armed security to do it for him. Hillary Clinton, same thing. So please, call this what it is. Call the hypocrisy out when you see it. Send a tweet to at whatever her name, Kim Kardashian or whatever it is. Let them see it. Okay? Let them know that you're paying attention to this stuff. I'm heading up to the Minnesota State Fair. Booked up my flights today. I'll be up there on the 28th. Sunday the 28th. So come out to the 1280 AM, the 1280 the Patriot booth, as many of you have in the past. This is my fifth or sixth year up there. Have a great time with the entire crew at AM 1280 the Patriot at the fair. That fair up there in Minnesota is a big deal. You know, there are people up there who earn their entire annual living in that two-week, three-week deal of the fair. I mean, think about that. They sell enough cookies that are so popular because you can only get them at the fair. That's great marketing, socialists. Because all cookies matter. But there are people, they make their whole living there. There are famous, I think it is a cookie place I'm talking about too. Not just making that up. And I think that, you know, they pop these things out, and that's where people get them for the year. They make enough money to survive for the year. That's great stuff. But I mentioned the fair because last year guns were banned at the fair. It was a big to-do. It was a big whoop-de-doo. It was the first year that the signage went up in Minnesota, kind of like at the Mall of America. No firearms allowed. Now, I took the course when I was up there last year to get my permit. I've got to go up there prior to 365 days expiring to a sheriff's office to get my permit, which I am hopeful I'll be able to do this trip so that I can get my out-of-state permit, because I do get to Minnesota at least once a year. Because neither my Georgia permit nor my Florida non-resident permit are good in Minnesota. But the people I'm there with, I guess I'm kind of like Kanye, right? Because everybody that's around me has guns. So I feel okay. But they've been banned at the fair. So take a listen to this. Walk with me here. Catch the stupidity. Okay? Guns banned from Iowa State Fair. This is from the Quad Cities in Iowa. WQAD 8. Des Moines. As expected, a ban on guns at the Iowa State Fair will remain in place this year. That means there was a ban the previous year, right? The news, according to WQAD 8, comes after a heated legislative committee hearing in which people argued both for and against allowing fairgoers to carry guns. Now, please pay careful attention to these words. A legislative committee hearing in which people argued both for and against allowing fairgoers to carry guns. Now, let me ask you this question. What group of people was the legislative committee hearing referencing? The law-abiding Iowa concealed carry permit holder? Or that member of the G-Blood Crip Doze or whatever? Following me here? We're going to allow people, and we're going to have a hearing to discuss it, for or against allowing fairgoers to carry guns. I'll complete that thought process when we come back, but just walk with me. Keep that thought alive through the break. Words mean things. Ask yourself, well, who are they talking about here? We'll be right back. Hi, it's Mark, and I'm sure you know I'm a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms. That's also why I'm a member of the USCCA. In fact, I'm member number 32, one of the first there was, and it's the USCCA whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what gun is calling your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun. Maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or shotgun for hunting season. Or maybe it's your very first gun that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, in any caliber. Just visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com right now.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear. And nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now, I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the program. I got a couple good emails here real quick, read some of this stuff. But I'll do it after I get back from the Iowa State Fair. Hope we just run out of time. If I have to do the emails tomorrow, well, you know, guess what? I'm on the radio with you 6 days a week. Seven, if you're counting some of the broadcasts that run on Saturday as well. Love you guys. All of you. So let's go back to that committee hearing. It was a heated argument. The legislative committee hearing, in which people argued both for and against allowing fairgoers to carry guns. Several people spoke, according to this Quad Cities WQAD 8 report, at the Iowa Legislature's Administrative Rules Review Committee against allowing guns at the fair. Opponents described scenarios in which drunken and irresponsible guests toting handguns could create dangerous situations. Now, of course, that's never happened at the fair before. It's never happened before they put up a no gun sign. This is the straw man. Let's create this. Let's just create this big beast. Then we can find a solution and knock it down. We don't want somebody to be able to do something that hasn't yet happened so that we can set a rule against it. Are you following me? That's the straw man. Set it up so that they can knock it down and make it appear to who? Stupid people that they did what? Something. Richard Rogers, I've got to reach out to this guy. He's at Iowa Firearms Coalition, a board member. Said he questions the Fair Board's authority to ban guns when the state has authorized people to carry guns. He said the ban leaves people defenseless if someone else brings a gun at the fair and begins shooting. Here's my whole point with this whole thing. Complete, utter, total, frivolous waste of Iowa taxpayer dollars paying the salaries of the kooks that sat there. And an absolute waste of time. Do you know why? Because G-Money from the Crips, Bloods, whatever, isn't going to care.
doesn't care about the sign, and is going to go to the fair with his gun, regardless of what this committee said. So this entire hearing, the next time you hear them say, we're not trying to take away your Second Amendment rights, you can say, the hell with you, you're a liar, or you're an idiot, or you're both. You either are too stupid to fall because you're falling for what these people are doing, and you've just got to do something so you can't think enough to understand what's happening. You can't do it. Or you're a liar because you're in bed with it. You understand it because the only people they're talking about are you. The law-abiding concealed carry permit holder. That's what the entire hearing was about. Now, if they really wanted to, you know, act like they were doing something, the hearing would have been, okay, how do we keep gangbangers out of the fair? How do we keep criminals out of the fair? What do we do? That's not the conversation. It's the moron who stands up and says, well, somebody's going to get drunk and they're going to be irresponsible and they're going to tote a handgun. And that could be dangerous. Even though it hasn't happened. Because this person is apparently too stupid to understand that responsible people do responsible things. You see, we keep giving these people the benefit of the doubt by saying, oh, they mean well, he just doesn't understand. No, at some point in time, you got to say, hey, Mr. Meanweller, do-goody, you're a fool. Now sit down, take your dunce cap off, and let me try to educate you. The entire thing, a waste of time. Because a criminal doesn't give a crap about the hearing, and the hearing wasn't about the criminal. The hearing was about you. How do we disarm you? And the moms demand action for angry ladies, probably with their orange T-shirts, who were sitting in the committee hearing. When they found out that the gun ban signs were going to stay up, they stood up and did what? Cheered the legislatures. The legislators. For keeping the fair safe. From who? The criminals that weren't even discussed that are going to walk past the sign? Because they're G-money gangbangers? No. She's happy because her law-abiding neighbors, you, were kept from carrying your lawfully concealed handgun that you have a permit for to carry for at the Iowa Fair. She's happy because you, a law-abiding citizen, was disarmed. But we don't want to take away your rights. Then why the hell are you standing up and cheering every time somebody infringes on me? You're a liar? Or you're just patently stupid because you have fallen for what they've told you. They've got their hooks into you like those giant insect suction things in the movie Stormship Troopers. Remember that? Saw that last Saturday, that's why. And it wasn't because Denise Richards was in it. So please, don't be one of these people. Don't be one of these people. Here's one for you. This poses an interesting question. Some states have laws that make you a criminal, keeping guns locked up, broken down, ammo out in the shed. And if you don't have a shed, you got to go buy one. And if you can't afford a shed, it's okay if you dig a hole in your backyard. That's where your ammo's got to be. You know, I.E. see California spelled with a K, that petri dish of progressive stupidism when it comes to your firearms freedoms. But they're not trying to infringe or take anything away from you. Because G Money is going to keep his guns separate. He's going to break them down at his crack house. Yeah. And you fall for this stuff. Please don't be this person. And I don't say that to you. I say that to you. You're an Armed American Radio listener.
But a 15-year-old, and this comes from A.W.R. Hawkins, great stuff. I'm going to run out of time, so I'll run through it really quickly. Was justified in retrieving a shotgun and shooting an alleged burglar on Wednesday. A 33-year-old punk in Oregon, Kenneth John Edwards. Yeah, Kenneth John Edwards. He apparently busted into a house, and the kid was having none of it. And while he was rummaging through the house, the 15-year-old retrieved a shotgun and shot him. Now, that begs the question, and I want to hear from you on this, mark@armedamericanradio.org, because this begs the question, well, what if the gun was locked, broken into three pieces, completely disassembled, and the shotgun rounds were outside in a safe, buried underground in a tornado shelter, where the left would prefer you have it? What would have happened? How do we reconcile that? Should the parents be in trouble because the 15-year-old had access to the firearm? Or is it, well, the law doesn't really apply when it's broken and, you know, the shotgun is used for the reason the shotgun is kept in the house anyway? Then what good is the law? Connecticut? Huh? How many of you are waiting in line to go register your firearms? Those of you who haven't, which, by the way, congratulations to you. I wouldn't have either. You want them, come get them. But I don't see the state coming at them. So what good's the law to begin with? Shoot me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org. If I get some today, we'll read some tomorrow. Should the parents be in trouble? Armed American Radio's daily defense continues tomorrow because we can, because they don't like it. I love you guys. See you on the radio.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.